Human Evolution Orthodoxy. By Richard, William, Nelson. The genomic revolution is increasingly challenging long-standing human evolution orthodoxy. An international team of geneticists headed by Matthias Meyer of the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Germany reported earlier this month in the journal Nature. The team studied the mtDNA from 28 fossilized hominins estimated to be 400,000 years of age from the Cima de los Huesos cave in the Alapura mountain range of northern Spain. Meyer's team, which included legendary Swedish geneticist Svante Paabo, analyzed the genetics of these fossils collected during the 1970s. The study report, entitled A Mitochondrial Genome Sequence of a Hominin from Cima de los Huesos, concluded, unexpectedly, the fossils to be genetically similar to the Denisovans, even though morphologically resembling Neanderthals. Cima de los Huesos means pit of the bones. Ancestry models. Denisovans are of East Asian ancestry. Since the genetic evidence supports an out-of-Asia model while the morphological support an out-of-Africa model, human evolution orthodoxy faces a dilemma. In an interview with Time Science writer Per Lilias, Meyer explains. The fact that they show a mitochondrial genome sequence similar to that of Denisovans is irritating. Our results suggest that the evolutionary history of Neanderthals and Denisovans may be very complicated. Charles Darwin supported the out-of-Africa model of human evolution. As anthropologist Richard Klein of Stanford University in a 2009 editorial entitled Darwin and the Recent African Origin of Modern Humans published in PNAS, explains. The fossil record now confirms that Darwin and Thomas Huxley were right to place human origins in Africa. In 1856, the first Neanderthal fossil unearthed in a German limestone quarry. Darwin considered the fossil as of African ancestry in the descent of man. It is therefore probable that Africa was formerly inhabited by extinct apes closely allied to the gorilla and chimpanzee, and as these two species are now man's nearest allies, it is somewhat more probable that our early progenitors lived on the African continent than elsewhere. Darwin's support of the out-of-Africa model, however, landed Darwin at odds with the more popular 19th-century out-of-Asia, Denisovan, model popularized by German embryologist Ernst Haeckel and British geologist William Dawkins. By the mid-20th century, Darwin's out-of-Africa model had gained popularity, emerging as human evolution orthodoxy. The genomic revolution, however, is no respecter of subjective beliefs. Model critics. Science writer Jennifer Welsh in the article 400,000-year-old hominin DNA throws everything we know about human evolution into disarray explains. Finding their DNA thousands of miles and hundreds of thousands of years away from where we thought Denisovans evolved throws everything we know about ancient humans and how they spread out around the globe and evolved into distinct species into question. Meyer agrees. It's extremely hard to make sense of. We still are a bit lost here. In the National Geographic article DNA from Ancient Site in Spain Reshapes Human Family Tree, science manager Miguel Villar looked for a new plan. Now, the story has changed, and we are scrambling to come up with a new narrative. A human fossil in Spain with East Asian genetics was a surprise. In an interview with science writer Liz Fuller Wright, in the article Why Scientists Are Baffled by a Half-Million-Year-Old Human Thigh Bone subtitled Scientists Sequenced 400,000-Year-Old Mitochondrial DNA, exploding the previous record for oldest DNA and introducing new questions into European and Asian history, Meyer explains. The fact that the mtDNA mitochondrial DNA of the Cima de los Huesos hominin shares a common ancestor with Denisovan rather than Neanderthal mtDNAs is unexpected since its skeletal remains carry Neanderthal-derived features. This really raises more questions than it answers really, said senior author Svante Paabo, a biologist at the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Germany in an interview with Monty Morin of the Los Angeles Times. It's a big surprise. Joseph Stromberg, writing for the Smithsonian Magazine, in the article entitled Scientists Just Sequenced the DNA from a 400,000-year-old Early Human, after reviewing available evidence, conceded. If this sounds like a complicated family tree to you, you're not alone. This analysis, along with earlier work, adds further mystery to an already puzzling situation. Initial testing on the Denisovan finger bone found in Siberia, for instance, found that it shared mtDNA with modern humans living in New Guinea, but nowhere else. Meanwhile, it was previously thought that Neanderthals had settled in Europe and Denisovans further east, on the other side of the Ural Mountains. The new analysis complicates that idea. Niles Eldridge, curator, along with Ian Tattersall, curator emeritus, both of the American Museum of Natural History, as early as 1982 recognized the problem with the once popular human evolution orthodoxy, noting. One could confidently expect that as more hominid fossils were found, the story of human evolution would become clearer. Whereas, if anything, the opposite has occurred. Henry G., chief science writer for the journal Nature, regretting the increasing subjectivity of driving the science establishment in support of a theory, notes. To take a line of fossils and claim that they represent a lineage is not a scientific hypothesis that can be tested, but an assertion that carries the same validity as a bedtime story, amusing, perhaps even instructive, but not scientific. Darwin's dilemma intensifies. Genesis. Fossils offer the only direct evidence of natural history. Evidence from the fossil record, however, precisely the new genetic evidence from the northern Spanish cave, undermines the long-standing, but now outdated human evolution orthodoxy. Paleontology, since the publication of The Origin of Species, has conveyed a long hostile history against the theory of human evolution. While increasingly challenging the theory of evolution, by contrast, the fossil record is compatible with the Genesis account written by Moses. In the words of Isaac Newton, an English mathematician, astronomer, and physicist is the world's most influential scientist. There is one God, the Father, ever living, omnipresent, omniscient, almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, the one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Evolution is a philosophy, not as a valid scientific theory. 2020 update. 2016. Myers and team reanalyzed the Cima de los Huesos fossils. They published their findings in the Journal of Nature entitled Nuclear DNA Sequences from the Middle Pleistocene Cima de los Huesos Hominins. In this recent study, the team analyzed nuclear DNA, ndNA, along with the mitochondrial DNA, mtDNA, as reported initially. Since the DNA repair mechanisms following mutation in mtDNA are less efficient than ndNA, mtDNA is theoretically more useful in studying evolutionary relationships, phylogeny. Based on ndNA, they reported. Here we recover nuclear DNA sequences from two specimens, which show that the Cima de los Huesos hominins were related to Neanderthals rather than to Denisovans, indicating that the population divergence between Neanderthals and Denisovans predates 430,000 years ago. A mitochondrial DNA recovered from one of the specimens shares the previously described relationship to Denisovan mitochondrial DNAs. Wikipedia, 2020. Archaeological site of Itapurca. Itapura includes the Cima de los Huesos site. Since 2016, no other DNA studies, mtDNA or ndNA, have been performed. Evolution 101, 2020. The site does not include information on Cima de los Huesos. Smithsonian, 2020. On the website on the page entitled What's Hot in Human Origins, the fossils of Cima de los Huesos located in the Ilapura Mountains is discussed. At the bottom of a natural cave shaft, 43 feet deep, the pit of bones preserves some 28 individuals of Homo heidelbergensis. The pit of bones remains a hot issue in human origins.